American Language Course, Volume 2300, Tape 2306C. Hello. Are you ready to do the lab exercises? Okay. Open your tape support material book to Figure 1 for Tape 2306C. In this tape, we're going to be talking a lot about tools. In the first exercise, I'll dictate a word or a phrase. You write it in column A, then match the word or phrase with the correct phrase in column B. Let's do an example. I'll give you a word. Write it as I dictate in column A where you see example. Write this word. Sharpen. Sharpen. Now look in column B. Which phrase do you say after sharpen? Do you say A, sharpen the hole with a drill press? B, sharpen in the hole? Or C, sharpen the saw with a grinder? You say C, sharpen the saw with a grinder. So after the word sharpen, write the letter C. Are you ready to go on with Figure 1 now? Got your pen or pencil? First, write the words and phrases that I read. Then, afterward, you'll have some time to do the matching exercise. I'll read each word or phrase twice. Write what I say. Number 1. Apply. Apply. Number 2. Insert the screw. Insert the screw. Number 3. Drill. Drill. Okay, let's stop here for a minute and try to match the three things that you wrote. Look at A, B, C, and D in column B. Find the phrase that should follow numbers 1, 2, and 3, and write down the letter. You have 1 minute. Let's check your answers. Did you mark D for number 1? D is correct. Repeat. Apply first aid to an injury. Number 2 is the letter B, in the hole. Repeat. Insert the screw in the hole. Number 3 is A. Did you write A? Repeat. Drill the hole with a drill press. Okay, now get ready to write numbers 4, 5, and 6, and we'll complete the exercise. Ready? Write as I dictate. Number 4. Coat. Coat. Number 5. Prevent. Prevent. Number 6. Run into a problem. run into a problem. Now match these with the rest of the letters. Write the letter in the blank. Okay, let's check numbers 4, 5, and 6. Did you write E for number 4? Number 4 is E. Repeat. Coat the tools with oil. Number 5 is G. Rust from forming. Repeat. Prevent rust from forming. Number 6, of course, is F. That you cannot work out. Repeat. Run into a problem that you cannot work out. How many did you get right? At least 5, I hope. And did you spell the words correctly? After the tape is finished, you can check your spelling with the correct phrases on the next page of your tape support material in Figure 3. But right now, count your correct answers and put the number in the blank at the end of Figure 1. Now look at Figure 2 in your tape support material. You see two columns. One is marked true, this means correct, and the other is marked false, which means not correct. I'm going to read some statements about the workshop lesson in your book. If the statement is true, circle the letter T next to the number. If the statement is false, circle the letter F. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Number 1. You sharpen a saw with a hammer. Is this true or false? Number 2. If you are not careful, you may mess up the work. Number 3. You apply first aid to a hazard. Number 4. You insert the screw in the screwdriver. Number 5. You can drill a hole with a drill press. Number 6. You should coat metal tools with water. Number 7. Coating with oil will prevent rust from forming. Number 8. If you run into any problem, you will need a fire extinguisher to work it out. Okay, now let's check and see if you got them all correct. Put an X next to the ones you missed. Number 1. You sharpen a saw with a hammer is false. Remember, you learned that you sharpen a saw with a grinder. Number 2 is true. If you are not careful, you may mess up the work. Number 3 is false. The sentence was, you apply first aid to a hazard. That's not true. You apply it to an injury. Number 4 is also false. You don't insert the screw in the screwdriver. You insert the screw in the hole. And the next one, number 5, is true. You can drill a hole with a drill press. Number 6 is false. The sentence was, you should coat metal tools with water. With oil is correct. If you coat them with water, they will rust. Number 7 is true. Coating with oil will prevent rust from forming. And number 8 is false. The sentence was, if you run into any problem, you will need a fire extinguisher to work it out. But we know you can't work out a problem with a fire extinguisher. Did you get all 8 correct? I hope so. At the bottom of figure 2, write down the number correct. Now turn to figure 4 in your tape support material. Remember to skip figure 3 for now, because it just gives you the answers to figure 1. Okay, look at figure 4. Listen carefully to the following sentences and put a circle around each word you hear in the sentence. If I don't use the word, don't circle it, okay? The words are related to the reading in our lesson. Listen carefully. I'll say each sentence 2 times. Number 1. The carpenter turned the screw in a clockwise direction. The carpenter turned the screw in a clockwise direction. Did you circle carpenter and clockwise? Those were the two words you heard. Listen again. The carpenter turned the screw in a clockwise direction. Now let's do the rest of them. Number 2. Nails and bolts are both fasteners. Nails and bolts are both fasteners. Number 3. He used a rule to draw the diagram to scale. He used a rule to draw the diagram to scale. Number 4. Flammable materials can be a hazard. Flammable materials can be a hazard. Number 5. Tools should be arranged so they will not be damaged by contact with each other. Tools should be arranged so they will not be damaged by contact with each other. Okay, let's check your work to see how many words you circled correctly. We've already checked number 1. So look at number 2. For number 2, you should have circled nails, bolts, and fasteners. The sentence was, nails and bolts are both fasteners. For number 3, you should have circled rule and scale. I said, he used a rule to draw the diagram to scale. For number 4, there should be a circle around the words hazard and flammable. The sentence was, flammable materials can be a hazard. For the last one, number 5, you should have circled damaged and contact. That sentence was pretty long. Listen again. Tools should be arranged so they will not be damaged by contact with each other. That was a pretty easy exercise. I hope you didn't make any mistakes. Write the number of correct answers at the end of figure 4. Are you ready for the next exercise? In this exercise, look at figure 5 in your tape support material. I'll tell you a story and ask you some questions as I go. For each question, you should circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Let's do an example. Listen very closely. One day, I decided to do some work in my workshop. Now here's question number one. Where is the work going to be done? Circle A, B, or C for number one. Did you circle B? That's the correct answer. I asked, where is the work going to be done? I decided to do some work in the workshop. Let's continue with the story. Look at the pictures in figure 5, number 2, and listen closely. I went to the tool cabinet and got 3 woodworking tools, an electric drill, a screwdriver, and a handsaw. First, I sharpened the handsaw with my grinder. Here's question number 2. What was used to sharpen the handsaw? Circle A, B, or C below the pictures in number 2. The correct answer is C, the grinder. I said I sharpened the handsaw with my grinder. Okay, now back to the story. First, I sharpened the saw with my grinder. Then I started to drill a hole in a piece of wood. I wasn't careful, though, and I hurt my hand with the drill. I had to apply first aid to the injury on my hand. Luckily, it wasn't serious. Now look at number 3. Read and answer the next 3 questions. Question 3, question 4, and question 5. You'll have 80 seconds. I hope you've finished. Here are the correct answers. Number 3 is C. He drilled a hole. Number 4 is A. The drill. And number 5 is C. He applied first aid. Listen again to the same part of the story. First, I sharpened the saw with my grinder. Then I started to drill a hole in a piece of wood. I wasn't careful, though, and I hurt my hand with the drill. I had to apply first aid to the injury on my hand. Luckily, it wasn't serious. Okay, I hope you understood everything that time. Let's continue with the rest of the story. Here it is. I continued working with the drill. This time, I was very careful. Soon, however, I ran into another problem. My drill wouldn't work. It had become rusted because I had forgotten to coat the metal parts with oil. Can you help me work out this problem so I can get through with my work? Now read and answer the last 3 questions. You will have 80 seconds. You should be finished by now. Here are the answers. Number 6 is B. The drill would not work. Number 7 is C. The drill had become rusted. And number 8 is B. Get a new drill and keep it oiled. Listen to the last part of the story one more time. I continued working with the drill. This time I was very careful. Soon, however, I ran into another problem. My drill wouldn't work. It had become rusted because I had forgotten to coat the metal parts with oil. Can you help me work out this problem so I can get through with my work? I hope you chose the right solution to the problem. Write the number correct at the right. Let's do one more exercise. This one is short, but it should be fun. Look at figure 6. I have a friend who is a carpenter, and this is his woodworking song. Somebody forgot to write 2 words in each verse, however. I want you to sing this song together with my friend. He'll sing one line at a time, and you repeat after him. Then after you finish, my friend will sing it again by himself, while you go back and write in the missing words. Ready? Listen and sing.
Make a freehand sketch of the table. Get the hammer and the saw. Don't forget to be very careful. Listen now to the carpenter's law. Don't adjust machines while in motion. Put your tools in the proper place. If you use machines or a blowtorch, you ought to protect your face. When you finish using the handsaw, on the floor you see the dust. Clean the floor, coat the saw with oil. If you don't, it will certainly rust.
Did you enjoy that? Okay. Now listen this time and write in the missing words while the carpenter sings the song again.
Make a freehand sketch of the table. Get the hammer and the saw. Don't forget to be very careful. Listen now to the carpenter's law. Don't adjust machines while in motion. Put your tools in the proper place. If you use machines or a blowtorch, you ought to protect your face. When you finish using the handsaw, on the floor you see the dust. Clean the floor, coat the saw with oil. If you don't, it will certainly rust.
Have you finished? Did you know all the words? Did you write all of them correctly? After the tape is finished, you can check your spelling of the words in your book. Let's sing the song once more. This time, listen and sing along with the carpenter.
Make a freehand sketch of the table. Get the hammer and the saw. Don't forget to be very careful. Listen now to the carpenter's law. Don't adjust machines while in motion. Put your tools in the proper place. If you use machines or a blowtorch, you ought to protect your face. When you finish using the handsaw, on the floor you see the dust. Clean the floor, coat the saw with oil. If you don't, it will certainly rust.
You sing very well. I think that's enough for today, though. Get ready to do the evaluation exercise for tape 2306C. When you complete it, your instructor will check your work. Be sure to do the evaluation with your books closed. This is the end of tape 2306C.